Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Chal Daf Chof Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, beginning of Halacha Gimel, the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hamafish chalosoi kemach. Someone who takes on chalo when it's still flour, it's not dough. Eino chalo, it's not chalo. V'gezel biyad koin. Whenever the koin holds on, if the koin holds on to it, it's not chalo, it doesn't belong to it, it's gezel. Hayiso atzmo, then when he makes dough, chayvas b'chalo, it's still obligated in chalo. Because when you take out the chalo from the flour, it didn't do anything. Va'kemach, the flour that was given to the kohen, im yesh bo kishir, if he has a shear of chalo, chayvas b'chalo, then it's chayvas b'chalo, once he makes dough out of it. Va'asul zorim divrei Rabbi Yeshua. And it's also a zorim, it's only a gzer derabon, because really it's not chalo, it's just a regular piece of dough. But because it was given to the kohen al tzchalo, people will think that your challah can be eaten to a regular Yisrael. So therefore, in this thing, nobody can eat it but a kohen. Omriloi, they told Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'ase ve'kafasho zoken zar. There was a zoken who was Yisrael and he did eat from it. So this is a raya against you that you don't say nobody can eat it but a kohen. Omrilehem, if so he tikin lachem. So said Rabbi Yeshua wasn't impressed with the story. He said he ruined it for himself, meaning he will be punished for the fact that he ate, he was not supposed to eat it. V'tikin la'cherim, that anybody else who eats, he says, I'm relying on the zaken who told us we could eat. So for the others, they're giving like a heter because they're relying on the zaken. Continues the Mishnah, it says, chameshes revoin kema chayovim b'chal. The shear of chalo is 5/4 of a kav, which means a kav and a quarter. And Rav Chaim goes on to the cheshbin that's brought down in the Bavli. How do we get the Chameshes Revoim? It's based on the fact that the Torah says a Risoisechem. And what is a Risoisechem? It's a Siris Ha'efo, a 10% of a Efo. And based on the Cheshbon of 10% of a Efo, you get 5/4 of a Kav based on today's measurement. It says the Mishnah, Em V'Subon U'Mursonon Chameshes Revoim Chayovim. The Subon and the Murson is referring to holes in bran, which is the peels and the straw, meaning the things which are called psoilus, not the main part of the wheat, it still joins everything to be chayav and chalo. But nitel mursonon, but if you went and you put it through a sifter and he took out the psoilus, so nitel mursonon mitoichon v'chozol atoichon, and then he went back into it, arel p'turim, it's potrim and chalo. Because once you remove the dirt out of the main flour, it's not part of the flour anymore. Shiur chalo, what is the shiur chalo? Once you have the dough, which is 5/4 of a kav, how much you take out of chalo? Echod misrim v'arbo, it has to be 1 out of 24. That's a shear the rabbanon were said they have to do. How you say isul la'atzmoi? Doesn't matter if a person does a dough for himself. How you say l'mishtebnoi? He's making a big party, he's giving for a lot of people. He still gives echod misrim v'arbo. But anachtoim shoy selim krebashok. If you're talking about a baker who's doing to make it as a retailer, he's going to sell it. Or Isha, even though she's doing a small amount that she's doing to sell on the market. So then the shear is 1 out of 48. Continues the Mishnah with base. Nitmes isoso shoygeg shugeges or anuso. If there was a dough that became tome, dough of balabais, so then echod marbi mishmoina. So then Chazal said, don't do 1 out of 24, because anyway it's gonna be tome. So do only 1 out of 48. Nitmez mezido, but if he did bemezid purposely, because he doesn't want to do a chalo, so then echad nesir b'harbo, kedesh shalei choy tenizker, the song who did a sin and made it tome, should not get rewarded for it. Lezoimen nitelis minator ala tome. You could do a froshes chalo from a dough which is tar on a dough which is tome. Keitzar, how do you do that? Because you need to do it minamukh, it has to be touching each other, it has to be close to each other. So what you do is like this. Is a toy or is a tome? You have a dough which is tar. You have a dough which is tummy. V'noita kedei chalo mi'iso shelo yur mo chaloso. He takes chalo from the dough which is tar. V'noita kedei pochas mekabeitza b'emtza. Make sure to put in between these two doughs less than a beitza of the dough which is tar. Because it's less than a beitza, it doesn't transfer tumo. So the tumo which is in the tummy dough doesn't transfer to the tar dough. And the purpose of this is kedei she'itu minamukav, so it'll be close, we nearby to each other. The Chachoy Ma'is of Chachom say you can't, should not do it, or Chachoy Shesh, that maybe someone won't be careful, and will make it Tame. So to Gemara, Amar Lehem, Avu Kilke La'atz, Vei Tiken La'achirun. So the story that Bishur, that they told Bishur, they said, you say that whatever was given to the Kohen, only the Kohen can eat. There was a story about this Zaken, an old Choshua person, who he ate it himself. So he answered, he ruined it for himself, and he fixed it for others. What does that mean? Kilke La'atz Mo'i, the achlo. He ruined it for himself because he ate it. He's anish, he'll get punished for that. He's not supposed to eat it. But he was fixed to others because everybody else says, I'm relying on the Zaken. You can't come with tainus on this person, on the other people. They're relying on this rabbi who's well allowed to eat it. Is tanoid tani? Some say a different lashon, different nusach, different girsa. Tikel le'atzmo ve'kil kelachem. He did it good for himself, but he ruined it for others. Why? Tikel le'atzmo mikol mekom ochlo. And then at the end of the day, he ate. Right, so he did the wrong thing by eating, but at least he benefited and he ate from it. V'kil kelachem de'inun savi me'mer diptur v'ichayeves. He caused other people to be nichshal. Because they're going to say, oh, the fact that we can eat from it, that means it's potter min achal. And the way the Pri Moshe explains, we're not talking about it, what he was given to the Kohen, like the first gear or so. This is with the rest of the dough. The first gear that says he gave it to the Kohen. So the Kohen, Kishailas, can eat it or not eat it. Rabbi Shua says, you're not allowed to eat the whole thing, zer der abonon. The Zokon who eats it, he is doing something wrong, but others can rely on him now. The second Gersa is going back to the original dough where the challah was taking out from. The original flour that the challah was taking out from too early. So the Zaken who eats it says, well, I can eat it because I know that what I'm eating is fine. Anybody else will say, okay, you can eat because whatever was given to the Kohen fixed the dough. Not knowing that what was given to the Kohen was given too early and does not fix the dough. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Challah Daf Chof Beis.